Launching now, Genesis, the podcast. It's launch day for the new Genesis, the podcast. I'm Maria McMullen, and I'm joined today by the super excited Jan Langbein, CEO of Genesis Women's Shelter and Support. Hey, Jan.
Hey, Maria.
I'm so happy we are here together to begin talking about all things Genesis.
And we've been waiting for this day. We've been excited. We've been talking about this for a long time, so...
We've been super excited.
We've been super excited.
Yes. So for people who are tuning in, and are new to Genesis Women's Shelter and Support, I think you would be the best person to tell us what is Genesis, what's the mission, what's the history, what's it all about, what's happening?
I love talking about Genesis Women's Shelter, I really do. So thank you for this opportunity. Genesis, located in Dallas, Texas, Genesis Women's Shelter and Support, is a full-service response for women and children who have experienced domestic violence. What started with a 7-bedroom shelter in a secret location has now grown into transitional housing and non-residential care and an on-site school and on-site preschool and childcare and a legal clinic and just every opportunity that we can have to walk beside somebody wherever they are in their journey, we want to stand ready to do so. It started back in, almost 35, almost 40 years ago, when an Episcopal priest, Father Jerry Hill, was actually feeding people at the stew pot in the basement of First Presbyterian Church, our soup kitchen of downtown Dallas at that time. And he was working with chronically homeless, and particularly chronically homeless women who are very vulnerable on the streets, wherever they are. And he began talking with a woman who was actually sleeping in her Suburban because it was not safe to be at home, but was able to feed her children at the stew pot. And that day when he began to look for a domestic violence shelter, the closest available bed was in Jacksonville, Florida. And so some concerned citizens of Dallas came forward and said, you know, that's not okay. It's not okay to not to be safe in your home. It's not okay not to have a place to flee with your children that is safe and free and non-judgmental and has services that can help women and children take those first steps. And so the dream of Genesis Women's Shelter came up out of the basement of First Presbyterian Church.
And so that was in the 80s, right?
Yeah, early 80s.
And isn't that around the time when women's shelters really started to be, you know, began and were founded around the country?
That is right. The first one in Texas was in Austin, Texas, and it was the mid-70s to late 70s, so we weren't far behind at all. Mm-hmm. The family place was here in Dallas, but because of the tremendous need, there was quite a long waiting list. And when you were fearing for your life or the lives of your kiddos, you don't have time to wait for a wait list to dwindle down. You know, I think about that lady all the time, Maria, and I think, I wish I knew her. I wish, I'm sure her children are grown adults now, but I wish I knew who she is. I would like to thank her. I would like to thank her for her courage to have the courage to show her children that there should be a better life for moms and kids. And I think because of her courage, she changed the way that the city of Dallas responds to the issue of domestic violence. As you watch Genesis grow and you watch the interaction we've had with the Dallas police and with legislation, it's not just a safe shelter. It's all the rippling effects that Genesis has had over the years. We have, as you know, several auxiliaries that support Genesis with, money and extra hands and dinners and all kinds of things. But we call them our kitchen table ambassadors. We want all our listeners today to fill their pockets full of information about domestic violence and certainly about Genesis, so that when their coworker or their next door neighbor or their patient needs some help, they will know to whom to refer.
Maybe we should back up and clarify something, because Jan and I work together, so we're not just doing this show together, right? So Jan's the CEO of Genesis. I'm the Senior Director of Major Gifts and the host of this podcast and the podcast on crimes against women. So we kind of get you might be getting the feeling if you're listening to the podcast that, you know, how do they know each other?
Yes. As you know, Maria. Yeah, well, that's how she knows.
Right. Okay. So there you go. And you said 7-bed shelter.
Right.
And that was back in 85.
Right.
And today in 2021, we are serving upwards of 3,000 women and children every year.
Right. I saw a number the other day that came out of the office that said in the years that we have been around, it's close to 45,000 women and children. Mm-hmm. But yes, we have, whether it's the hotline or the shelter or non-residential advocacy and counseling or legal support, civil legal representation, we do serve about 3,800 women and children, unique women and children every year. Our counseling office, our non-residential counseling office, provides every year about 18,000 counseling hours. Again, no cost, no strings attached. And I say it that way because I don't want people to think this only happens to poor people and domestic violence only occurs in those homes that couldn't pay. We have women who are from very affluent areas of Dallas who also can't pay because of the compensatory power that this abuser holds over her. And so we don't want that to be a roadblock. We don't want childcare to be a roadblock. We don't want anything to be a roadblock. And so for someone to step forward, the one thing that I continue to find that is a roadblock is, gosh, I didn't know there was a place like Genesis. So I want to thank you personally and professionally for helping us raise the awareness about it, that there is help and there is hope, and it's a phone call or a text away.
Yes, all those things. And you're welcome. I'm happy to do it. I'm glad you brought up money for a couple of reasons. First of all, sometimes people don't understand that financial abuse is a very real form of domestic violence, and we can talk about that too, and maybe all the forms that we see at Genesis. But also, how the heck do we pay for all of this? Jan and I spend a lot of time raising money in order to support all of the women and children at Genesis and all the services that we are so happy to be able to provide at no cost. And when I think about that, you know, you can really translate fundraising, which is a big part of my job and yours. You can translate that into the number of people that we help every year.
Yes.
And when people ask me what I do, I don't simply say, well, you know, I host this podcast and then I'm a fundraiser. I raise the money, or I help to raise the money with a whole team of people at Genesis, really, that supports tens of thousands of people in Dallas and in and around the region.
You are a life changer. Instead of saying on your business card, I'm a fundraiser, you should say I'm a life changer, you and I make possible that phone call that can be answered.
We make it possible for our donors and the people in the community to make this happen. So maybe we should say thank you.
We should say thank you to this community. I think it's important to note that we don't receive government funds, and so we rely. Community support isn't just nice, it's vital. And it's a way for someone to be involved. We get checks from all over that said, you know, I was that little 8-year-old boy when my mom ran to that shelter. Or I feel so blessed that I have not experienced abuse that I want to support you. You know, during the storm when our electricity was out and our pipes flooded the entire transitional housing. We got a nice donation from a shelter in New York who said, we stand with you in solidarity. So you never know who is going to care about this, but it is one way for people to make a difference. I think it is such a shame. Domestic violence is the leading cause of injury to women in the United States. And I think it would be horrible for us just to step back and say, well, isn't that a shame? Isn't that a shame? To me, that's being complicit. I think we all, whatever it is, we all have, if we did what we could with what we have, we would wipe this out. Here's one pandemic that we shouldn't argue about. It doesn't take a vaccine. It just takes this community saying no more. And I have zero tolerance for it. And I don't laugh at your jokes. And I don't do business deals with you. And when men are involved, particularly to hold accountable abusers, then it stops. Then it stops. If we could create this societal paradigm shift where it is no longer acceptable. It's not private business. It's not a woman's right thing. It's a human rights thing. It is a community issue, and it's a plague on our society. We should hang our heads that the prevalence in our community is what it is.
Amen.
Thank you. Preach, sister, right?
For real.
I know.
Get
me going.
Bring it. That is for sure. I want to back up to something else that you said about us being just a call or a text away. And provide how to get in touch with us just real quick. If you have questions or you need support, you can call or text us at a 24/7 crisis hotline, 214-946-HELP, 214-946-4357. And if you have questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@genesisshelter.org. And our website, of course, which is amazing, created by our internal director of design, has so much information about Genesis and domestic violence. You can read all about it at genesisshelter.org.
I would like to say about that text line, that was also a result of the storm. When our power was knocked out, when all across Texas grids either went up or went down.
Right, back
I'm
in
not
February
sure, right,
this
mm-hmm,
year.
That not only were we vulnerable with regards to security, our phones went down. And so we realized that there were people trying to call us that we couldn't answer. So we looked into, well, you looked into text lines. I delegated, looked into this text line that hundreds of women have contacted us through that text and saying things like, he's in the shower, I only have a minute, or I'm, you know, he's asleep finally, and I'm, you know, downstairs.
Need a quiet communication.
A safe place, mm-hmm, a safe way. And in doing so, we can make a time when she would be safe for us to chat.
I'm glad you brought that up because I just looked at the numbers on the text line just the other day. And in the month of August, there were close to 2,000 texts.
Unique? How many unique people?
Okay, that I don't know.
Okay. But I no, I didn't it's hundreds. It would have to be for 2,000 texts.
It would have to be, right?
Yes.
And so the point being that, you know, we started it in May, and that in May of this year, May 2021. After the storm, as part of our remediation plan to really make sure that we are Genesis strong at all times and in all ways. But maybe we had just 100, 200 texts in the beginning.
Right.
And it just keeps doubling and doubling month over month. And we hear it, and you said it, that people know that text is a safe way sometimes to communicate, an easy way. It's accessible to just about everyone, anyone who has a cell phone. And we're looking to expand that too. Yep. So it's on our website, genesisshelter.org, along with lots of other information. And one more time, if you do want to call or text, is 214-946-4357. And speaking of reaching out to us, we also want to tell you about getting involved, how to get involved at Genesis, because what it's really all about, all of this stuff is great, the facts and the stats and the education, but we need to take action to your point of we need to eradicate domestic violence. And I'd love to see it happen in my lifetime. I don't know how much longer I have,
yeah,
but, you know.
I'm counting on it.
Yeah, right. So taking action to bring women to safety, shelter, and support. So let's talk about how people can get involved.
Absolutely. Well, I come from kind of a slanted point of view. I began as a volunteer. I mentioned earlier I'm not from abuse. I didn't know it happened. If I thought about it, I was just probably really sure it happened to people who didn't look like me or live where I live. I just didn't know then what I know now. As I found out about the epidemic of domestic violence, I ended up in a volunteer position that placed me at Genesis. There were very few volunteers. It was very small then, really not a lot of staff. But I was just blown away. I thought their children would look differently than mine do. I thought they wouldn't look like you or me, whatever it is you or I look like. And what I found was that women who experience domestic violence are tall and short and fat and thin, and they're black, they're white, they're Hispanic, they're other. The only common thread that I can find among all women who come to Genesis or call us or text us is that they are in a relationship with an abusive partner. And so I feel like my eyes were opened, and I think once you know this, I don't know how you turn your back on it. The people that are listening to this podcast, once you know it impacts our daughters and our granddaughters and our, you know, just neighbors and friends and one in three women, how would you turn your back? How would you not want to be a part of something greater than yourself? We can prevent this and we can eliminate it, but it's going to take us all. Anyway, the way I got involved was as a volunteer. My favorite way to get involved, of course, this is not going to come to as a surprise to you, is give. Give funds, give from your family foundation, give what you can, make this a significant philanthropy for you. Decide that you have zero tolerance for it. You don't have time to volunteer. You don't live near a place where, you know, this could be heard in a place that isn't in even in our state. But I think everyone can give something. If that is $5, if that is $50,000, anywhere in between, it says, I have zero tolerance. I am a part of this fight. I am going to stand with women that I'll never know, that can never thank me. But I'm going to give to an agency that does it right and are experts in this work. And I would hope people would have the confidence in doing that.
And the generosity, especially, I mean, we see generosity that just blows our minds year over year at Genesis. But the generosity toward Genesis and the women and children we serve during the COVID pandemic, which continues to carry on, and post the winter storm in February 2021 has been unbelievable.
Unbelievable. I had no idea.
Enabling us to rebuild and restore our transitional housing and then some, and prepare, do an emergency preparedness plan, you know, so that
Correct.
Going forward, we can really prevent instead of react.
Right, right.
So giving, time, talent, treasure are all integral to the mission and making sure these services remain at no cost, which they will. They
right.
always will.
Right.
If you and I have anything to do about it, they're always going to be free.
It's going to be there, right,
yes.
right. But it could be a little easier if we... And you know what? I want to mention, when we first started this conversation, you referred to every budget dollar representing a person. I have referred to it as promises we keep. I make a promise every year to this community that we are going to provide safety, shelter, counseling information, referral for victims, women and children who are victims of domestic violence, and that we are going to raise the level of awareness regarding the issue, the prevalence, and the impact of this issue. That's our mission statement in a nutshell.
Right.
And to me, every dollar that we spend is a promise that I've kept to do that. Certainly, it's a lot of moms and children that I will never know who they are, but I have to feel good about it. I have to feel good that Genesis kept that promise to be there when it was their darkest moment, when they realized they needed help.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Every donation makes a difference.
And another way to donate, here's a great way too. Okay, yes. Super excited about this too. And some people cannot. They just are running on such a tight budget. But every one of us can clean out our closets and make
yes.
donations to our benefit thrift store,
yes.
which you can find on our website. Our moms, Maria, get to go and shop at no cost for whatever they need for themselves, for their children, for the new apartment. We can take dishes. We can take gently used clothes. We can take men's clothing and sell that, and that goes right back into emergency client assistance. So if somebody, we every now and then will get boxed up, gently used clothing from New Jersey or someplace. You don't have to live here to drop it off, but we will absolutely put it to good use. We give it away, we sell it, or we pass it on if it's just something unusable to another agency that might have that need.
You're right. Everyone has something to give.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I love the thrift store. I mean, it's an amazing
place. Oh, it's a great store.
It's jam-packed with all kinds of goodies, and you can really treasure hunt in there,
You can treasure hunt. That's a good way to think about it, yes.
Yeah.
Bargains, nice things. We get so many. We're blessed with a lot of donations. Some are actually just unusable. They are torn or ripped or the dog gave birth on it. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I know you may want to cut
Lord,
that.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you from experience.
That's another episode.
Yeah, I'm going to write a book one day entitled "What People Want a Tax Write-Off For," and that story actually will be in there. But it is for another day.
Yes.
But be that as it may, we would turn that into rags or selling or pass it on to people who could use those items, but we're so blessed with good things that people can really find great bargains. We've been named as, the number one thrift store in Dallas by The Voice, I believe it was, or the Observer. So it's clean, it's not yucky. Come shop with us is basically what I want you to do.
Exactly. It's bright, beautiful, it's well laid out. It's a great place to donate and also to shop. And every time you donate or shop, you just made a contribution to women and children
That's
escaping
right.
domestic
That's
violence.
That's right. Absolutely. Also on our website, folks will be able to see how to be hands-on, whether that is to come down and volunteer on the hotline like I did, 30 years ago. But it also can be, I want to be a part of an auxiliary. We have, for all ages, to be real honest, we have STAR, which is Students Tackle Abusive Relationships. We have the Genesis Alliance, which is women from, 20 to 80. We have Genesis Young Leaders, which are amazing men and women who are between 25 and 35-ish, and they are hands-on down at the shelter. They raise awareness. They get their law firm to help. I mean, they are amazing. And again, they are kitchen table ambassadors telling those friends and coworkers and acquaintances who are starting off in a marriage that if it is abusive, it's wrong. It's just wrong. So these advocates, several hundred of them, but one of my favorite auxiliaries is our heroes, which is He Respects Others. And it's gentle men who have said, not only am I pledging not to do it in my household, it is not okay with me if it happens in your household. And these guys, I'm telling you, they come down every Tuesday night. They bought a barbecue grill for us, a party grill, and they come down and they serve dinner. Those women have never seen that kind of kindness. No man has ever fixed a meal and served it to them. After clean up, they go out and shoot baskets with our kids. Some of them become one-on-one mentors with our young boys down there, hoping to break that generational cycle. They will go into court with a suit and a tie and sit on the bride's side of the courtroom and support women that have no idea who they are, but the judge does, that he knows, recognizes them as voters. And so the bailiff is awake and the judge sits up straighter, and we get protective orders that I promise you we would not have gotten had it not been for our heroes. They put trikes together when we need that done. I mean, there's just a great group of guys. So we invite everyone to, or men who are gentlemen, you have to be a gentleman to do this. There is a background check, and we invite people to become hands-on involved.
There's just so many ways to be involved and support people. And it doesn't take very much.
It just takes an interest.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We also really need to mention North Texas Giving Day, which is coming up on September 23rd. And we actually ran a promo on this about North Texas Giving Day on the podcast. So check your podcast library to listen to that. But we can never really talk about it enough. So on September 23rd, the Communities Foundation of Texas will host the country's annual largest online giving day. This is a Texas tradition. Since 2009, and it raises over $50 million a year to help area nonprofits, including Genesis.
Yes.
We participate every year. So, Jan, who is our corporate partner this year, and what are we expecting in matching funds from our corporate partner?
Exactly. Well, so one of the great things is to have different partners step forward and say, you know what, we're going to do what we can, and we are going to match dollar for dollar up to whatever. And this year, we're very proud of our association with the Texas Irish Foundation. These are men who basically raise money by riding bicycles. I don't know how you raise that kind
they're
of money.
Cyclists.
Right? They're cyclists.
Yeah.
But they'll get pledges and they'll ride so far and they'll go down to Waco and turn back around. And, you know, for somebody who couldn't ride to the end of the street and back at my house, I'm pretty proud of these guys. But their statement is, and usually they like to direct their funds toward the preschool. They're young fathers, and their statement is, this isn't okay with men. We are a part of this fight as well. And so what that means to our donors who go to Giving Day, go to that website and give, their dollars are going to go farther and be matched by the Texas Irish Foundation. So we encourage everybody. In fact, they have already opened up the gates. You can give now and not get clogged up on that day. You can pre-give.
That's right. So North Texas Giving Day is officially September 23rd, but you can schedule your donation at northtexasgivingday.org/genesis right now. And today's only September something. So it's way in advance. You have plenty of time to participate, and it's an event, a virtual event.
Right.
That's really fun to watch. There's leaderboards and contests.
A lot of excitement
prizes.
Around it, yes.
Yeah, there are even prizes. I mean, so you get a matching donation from a corporate sponsor, or, mm-hmm. you know, in this case, the Texas Irish Fund Cyclists this year, which is really exciting. And then you can qualify for prizes and get additional funds for your nonprofit. So, we love the sound of that.
Yeah, it's super fun. They end up doing like having a contest that if your agency was the agency that got the 100th gift or the 10,000th gift or got them over $5 million or something, you know, we would recognize more funds to be added to our total. But it's so fun that day watching and seeing, wait, how much did we get? Oh my gosh, there's another one coming in. But it is a way for people to be a part of this effort.
And it raises so much awareness about mm-hmm. all of the causes that are participating in the event. I mean, it's everything you could think of in terms of nonprofit mission statements is available to support.
It's who our community is. You know, we care about others. We care about pets. We care about the water and the environment and schools. And you get to watch that happen in real time on September 23rd.
Yeah, I can't wait. I love it. I love participating every year. And I really can't wait for next week as well, because I am super excited about our next episode. In just 1 week from today, September 16th, we are talking to Leslie Morgan Steiner, domestic violence survivor and author of the book Crazy Love, about her experience with domestic violence. Leslie has traveled across the country to talk about abusive relationships, and her book, Crazy Love, is so honest and heartbreaking and empowering all at the same time. She truly has a legacy to bestow upon survivors everywhere. And Leslie Morgan Steiner was the keynote speaker for Conference on Crimes Against Women, our sister agency, just a few years ago.
That's right. I actually knew of Leslie prior to that, which is why I invited her to come be the keynote at the Conference on Crimes Against Women, which happens every year.
Yes.
I saw her TED Talk, and I would encourage everyone listening to go straight to TEDTalk.whatever and look her up, because this story of this bright, brilliant young woman, educated, on and on and on, and how her life slid into abuse with, she called it an apple cheek farm boy. She met him in New York City, and just, you know, it was just amazing. It was her dream come true.
It was a whirlwind love story.
Yes. And how did it get from there to holding a gun to her head? Well, how did, how, Crazy Love is a great title for it mm-hmm. because so many women find themselves in this crazy making in a relationship they never would have picked for themselves. How did I not see that when we first started dating? How can he do this to me? I mean, it's so much. And one of my favorite, so she was the keynote speaker for the Conference on Crimes Against Women and had them, literally the audience, 3,200 law enforcement and prosecutors and advocates, they were spellbound by her story and her presentation. But one of the things, and I had talked to her many times and we'd been on panels together since I first heard of her and met her, but at the very end I heard her say something that I had never heard her say before. And she literally talked about how many times the police were called out and how many times she told them, please go away or I don't want to press charges or whatever, and how it ended. And then at the very end she says, I want to say something to the police officers in here. She goes, I never thanked the police who saved my life. I don't know who they are. I want to thank you today for on behalf of those victims who will not thank you. It just gave me goosebumps.
I just got the chills.
Right? Yes. Right? You could just audibly hear their gasp out there, because for police officers, it's a very thankless job. And it is actually responding to domestic violence calls can be the most dangerous jobs
of
for
course.
Them. More police officers can be killed answering those kinds of calls. But she said, we appreciate you, but where we are at that moment, I am sorry I didn't thank those people. I hope you're in this crowd, but if not, on behalf of these other women, please accept my thanks for what you do every day, day in and day out. So anyway, she's remarkable, and she has actually just joined our National Advisory Committee, our NAC, for the Conference on Crimes Against Women.
I am so happy.
Yeah, we're thrilled with this relationship for sure.
Yeah, she's got so much to offer, in that capacity as a public speaker, as a survivor leader. And so I really look forward to chatting with her and bringing that to this audience next week. She also talks in the book about a lot of different forms of abuse. It wasn't just the hitting. It wasn't just the physical abuse. So maybe we can just kind of lay out some of the different forms of abuse that are under the umbrella of considered domestic violence.
No, that's right, Maria. You know, so many people, if you just ask them what is domestic violence, they're going to say a black eye, a split lip, a punch in the face.
A homicide.
Unfortunately, eventually, yes. But domestic violence is not a fight that got out of control. It's all about power and control. And whatever weapon is necessary is what the abuser will use, okay? So maybe if he wants dinner on the table at 6 o'clock and I don't get it there and he slaps me and that's all it takes, or maybe he just yells at me and that's all it takes, I'll have dinner on the table tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. But then pretty much he's yelling at me about everything. And so when he really wants something, the ante gets amped up. And so maybe it is the first physical, but there are lots of other ways. You mentioned financial abuse earlier, and it is more effective than a lock and a key. The house is in his name. The car is in his name. The stock portfolio is in his name. The money that my mom sent me at Christmas that I hide in the bottom of the cereal box, well, he found it and that's gone. I can't work outside the home, or if I work outside the home, we've talked to many professional, very professional women who that money goes straight into his account and she has no access to it. Doesn't know if they have a lot of money or no money whatsoever. The financial control is very, very impactful. There's also threatening the children. We find that when men no longer can hit her or hurt her, he will go into court with a suit and a tie and call her a bad mother and, she's living in a shelter and no means of support and on and on. And unfortunately, abusers get custody of their children. They shouldn't even have, in my opinion, as much as visitation, particularly unsupervised. Why would any mother, grandmother, turn over their little sacrificial lambs to somebody who is you know, has committed sexual assault or physical assault. None of us would let a babysitter come in with that kind of background, but yet the courts are ordering this. So it, maybe it's the children, maybe it's the finances. It also can be spiritual abuse that, you know, if her faith or her faith community is important to her, then he'll tell her she's not a godly wife, or, you know, she needs to read Proverbs 31 or Ephesians, you know, where it says, you know, wives submit to your husbands. I would suggest anybody who's reading those chapters to read on down to the rest of what it says, because unfortunately, a lot of abusers stop there. And I think if you're going to use God's name when it's all over, you've got some serious explaining to do. But again, it can be, I move you to a place where you have no support. We're going to move to the country. No, you can't talk to your mom. I'll tell the pastor you're not a good wife, or on and on and on. Maybe she's not, doesn't speak the language. Maybe she's not documented to be in this country. There's so many ways that he, but even if it's not a physical assault, the emotional and the verbal abuse can be as deadly. To be told again and again you're worthless, to be told you're stupid and fat or not too thin or ugly or not a good mom, it becomes her reality. And so when I tell you, look at you, you're beautiful and you're a wonderful mom, it doesn't compute with me, because I know now deep in my soul that I'm a terrible mom and I'm ugly and I, you know, all these things that we begin to believe because someone in authority has told us that's a fact. I think for society to just ask, why doesn't she just leave, is one of the worst questions as a society we can ask. Why don't we stop and say, why did he do it? What kind of coward beats a woman? What kind of father beats the mother of his children? I mean, when are we going to hold accountable the perpetrator of the crime instead of the victim of the crime? If my car is stolen, nobody's going to say, well, you shouldn't have parked it there. You shouldn't have, you know, you should have been sure it was locked. I did lock it. I didn't mean to park it there, you know. But society doesn't hold me accountable for, you know, having my car stolen. Anyway, I think we need to change the conversation around this issue. That was a long answer to a short question.
It was a great answer to a question I'm sorry we even have to ask or talk about. But the opportunity to learn more about the many facets of domestic violence and its forms and the trauma that it inflicts on women and children is here in this podcast, here and beyond. So the Genesis, the podcast on crimes against women, talk about all of the ways that violence against women occurs, and then what happens after that.
That's right. The trauma that surrounds the trauma. You're exactly right on that. The assault may have lasted 20 minutes. It will follow me and direct my life for the next 20 years without intervention on that.
And we will be talking about trauma on this podcast very soon as well. I mean, we're kind of talking about trauma today, but we'll get really in depth. But before we go any further about that, I give you some homework. If you're listening, you have just 1 week to grab a copy of Crazy Love and read it and send me your questions for Leslie Morgan Steiner. You can email those to podcast@genesisshelter.org and we'll try to get them in our conversation next week. But there is so much more to come on Genesis, the podcast, because October, which is just around the corner, is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we have a full schedule for the podcast and at Genesis. So what is happening at Genesis?
Well, a lot, as you say, a lot is always happening at Genesis, because we know for victims, survivors of this, every day, every week, every month is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. But as far as some of the things that we're doing in the end of September and October, we have four times a year what we call lecture series. And it takes a particular issue or dynamic or facet of domestic violence and takes a deep dive in it. On September the 22nd, we are actually holding our third lecture for the year, and it is a panel of faith-based partners and have a discussion on, are churches part of the problem or part of the solution? And I think they can be both, and we're having a ecumenical group gathering to hear about, you know, what churches can do and how they can make a positive difference. Now, this one, we have historically met in person, but since COVID, we have been meeting virtually. The good news is that without a lunch, we can offer it for free.
Great.
And we can offer it to people who are anywhere in the United States. Anybody who's listening can log into this link, but just by going to our website and looking up lecture series. The other thing that's coming up in October is our First Ladies Bruncheon. We know that there are a lot of traditionally African-American churches who honor not only the pastor, but the first lady in that faith community. And many of these first ladies are doing programs that really bring home the conversation around domestic violence for people of color. And so once a year, we will have this amazing day of, oh my gosh, we put on our hats and we put on our faith and we talk about this. And this room when we do this, Maria, is there's no black or white, there's no Democrat or Republican. It is people getting together and coming together and talking about injustice and inequity. You know, we've heard those words so many times in this last, 18 months, but I believe so strongly that a person cannot have equity in the community if they don't have equity and equality in their own home.
True.
Until we break the chains of domestic violence, we cannot have equality in our community. But anyway, the First Ladies Bruncheon will be virtual. And again, this time we had to make the call just for the health of our community. But anybody can join us. That's on our website as well.
Yeah, there's an events tab on genesisshelter.org. And if you just click on that, you will find the links directly to the two events that Jan just mentioned.
Another thing that we're doing, and I'm excited about this, you and I have talked a couple of times about our conference on crimes against women that brings together law enforcement and advocates for the best of the best cutting edge education. We recognized after doing this for 15 years along the way, we recognized that our rural jurisdictions throughout Texas, throughout the country, may have the biggest need and the fewest resources to be able to attend something like this. If you're in Watauga, Texas, and you have 7 police officers, you can't send, 15% of your force to a conference for, three
right.
and a half days. And so it has been virtual the last couple of years because of COVID through webinars and training. But we are actually doing a virtual, and it will be virtual from now on, conference for rural communities. It is very inexpensive. It is 2 days on the 4th and 5th of October.
Yes.
There is a way to sign up for that. But it is law enforcement, sort of how to make your community a safer place. And that is whether or not you have a shelter in your community, what to do, how to recognize and investigate a case that you've never seen before, who are your resources that can help you. Anyway, it's going to be great. The Honorable Staley Heatley is our keynote speaker. He is the district attorney of Wilbarger County.
Yes. Brooke Meyer, who's the director of the Institute for Coordinated Community Response, gave me the kind of the backstory on his keynote and his story.
Yes.
You really need to go to instituteccr.org and learn more about the rural conference and the story or case that will be presented.
Staley, Staley Heatley. It's about a little girl that was named Katie Ernest. And she didn't survive the domestic violence that was in her home. And prosecuting this case is what turned around the response in Wilbarger County. And in fact, Staley is over, I think, 3 counties because it's so rural. Mm-hmm. And he has done a tremendous job at influencing other small counties to address this issue in the right way.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to attending. And again, it's October 4th and 5th. The place to register or even just learn more is instituteccr.org. And you can find a link to the conference on that website. Anything else going on at Genesis?
Yes. What I do want to mention, we talk about Conference on Crimes Against Women and the Institute for Coordinated Community Response. It started with Genesis, and it started with our mission and our promise to raise the level of awareness. We started with this conference 15 years ago. the Crimes Against Women Conference, 400 attendees, right? And now 3,200 joined us right before COVID. But recognizing and taking that next step into the rural communities through the Institute for Coordinated Community Response, it just packed, you know, we're just standing on each other's shoulders to make a difference. So, yeah, it is very, very exciting. Do you want to describe the trauma class that we will all be attending?
I really do. I'm kind of chomping at the bit, waiting for the opportunity. But before I do that, domestic violence education for your community organization or even your school is just a phone call or an email away,
yes.
Right? You can contact Genesis Women's Shelter and Support and bring our education team to your organization or your school if you're within the North Texas region, maybe even outside the North Texas region, within the state of Texas, let's say that. We will come to you or we can present virtually at your corporate office, at your community organization, and we'd love to do that in October, which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, or any month of the year. Go to genesisshelter.org to connect with our education department. And then in addition to that, because there's not enough to do.
Exactly.
And there's never, I never want to stop. None of us want to stop. We have one more major thing coming up in October. We are teaming up with Dr. Bessel van der Kolk, who is the author of The Body Keeps the Score, as well as a renowned researcher, neuroscientist, and psychologist. We're teaming up together to participate in a four-week trauma education program that begins on October 20th. You, listeners, have the opportunity to register for that education program. It's not just for trauma professionals. It's for everyone who has an interest in learning about how trauma impacts the body, impacts the mind, impacts your life, and how to respond to it. You can register with a promo code Genesis Community, that's all one word, Genesis Community, and get a discount plus bonus content. And you can check out the program at BesselVanderKolk.com. I'm excited, and I'm going to participate.
Good.
And we have a bonus content if you register with our promo code Genesis Community. And I encourage everyone to at least check it out and read The Body Keeps the Score. And we will be talking with Dr. van der Kolk in October during Domestic Violence Awareness Month about the trauma of domestic violence right here on Genesis, the podcast. And you don't want to miss it. So keep an eye on your library, on your podcast library, and make sure you're subscribed or following us at your favorite location to get your podcast. And you will see that episode in the next couple of weeks. All these details and more can be found on our website, genesisshelter.org. Did we miss anything?
I don't know how, but we could keep going.
We could keep going, but we're going to have to just come back in a couple of weeks. Jan will be back. We will talk headlines. Mm-hmm. We will talk timely topics. We will talk about some really important things impacting women and children, as well as domestic violence, and most likely impacting you. Remember to join us next week for a discussion with Leslie Morgensteiner and then to kick off Domestic Violence Awareness Month, talking with Dr. Bessel van der Kolk, author of The Body Keeps the Score, and also highlighting even more unique programs at Genesis all month, all year long. I can't wait till you're back on the show again. I love talking with you, and I love presenting all of this information to the community and our listeners and worldwide.
I think it can make a difference. Somebody knows somebody that needs to hear 214-946-HELP.
You're absolutely right. 1 in 3 women. Look left, look right. She's right there out in the open, right around you. So we want to give you the information to support her and to help her and to believe her.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jan.
Thank you, Maria.
If you or someone you know is in an abusive relationship, you can get help or give help at genesisshelter.org or by calling or texting our 24/7 crisis hotline team at 214-946-HELP, 214-946-4357. Donations to support women and children escaping domestic violence are always needed. Learn more at genesisshelter.org/donate. Thanks for joining us and reminding you always that ending domestic violence begins when we believe her.